Our First Looks coverage is proudly powered by the Microsoft Store. Get your next laptop, tablet, Xbox, and more by going to firstlooks.tv/Microsoft.
All right, well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Good to see y'all again.
Good to see you. We tend to manage a time to get you on the
at least once a year or so. Between here and MakerCon and Roboticon.
So for those who don't know, go ahead and introduce yourself.
So I'm Chuck Stevens. I'm from Pasco County Library System. I run makerspaces and STEM programs. I'm also a board member of FCDI, and I work with Eureka Factory building STEM programs and makerspaces across Central Florida.
And hosting Roboticon.
And we also host Roboticon. We host Gulf Coast MakerCon and Comic-Con at SPC. And a bunch of other stuff.
Just a couple of weeks.
And it's just coming right up, and it's going to be a kind of a new thing this year because we're teaming up with St. Pete College. They got a really dynamic librarian out there, Chad Marin, who's really doing some cool stuff that's kind of in line with what we're doing. So we're going to have everything from cosplay to like traditional skills, ham radio, 3D printers, all the whiz bang things, steampunk cosplay, buzzwordy, all of it. So that's what we do.
We're taking all the things that are the best of Gulf Coast MakerCon and combining them with all the things that were the best of Pinellas Comic and MakerCon.
You've got your chocolate and my peanut butter.
Indeed.
You've got your peanut butter and my chocolate.
Yeah,
yeah, it's going to be cool. You know, it also allows us to maybe not do some of the things that maybe didn't work as good before and still have a very full program. We're looking at probably one of the biggest turnouts we've ever had. We got some really cool synthesizer stuff going on.
Nice.
We were trying to get cosplay kickball going, but you know, imagine cosplayers don't like to do sports and run. So
wait, they don't?
Especially,
I know, I was really shocked.
Especially not in their costumes.
But it would have been awesome. We could have done like Marvel versus DC, Japanese games versus, I don't even game, but you know, whatever they dress up as, it would have been really cool. I mean, I would have just liked to have seen a team of Pikachus against a team of Bulbasaurs going at it. You know, I mean, it could be fun.
Yeah, that would have been fun to see.
Uh-huh.
Because it definitely would have been weird.
Right.
I like that.
Right.
Well, you could easily do a cosplay foosball.
Cosplay foosball. That might, you know,
as
long as it's in an
air-conditioned
place, right. We're going to do cosplay ping pong.
Yeah.
We're going to do cosplay chess. It's going to be very riveting.
Yeah.
Full contact cosplay chess.
Yeah, so. With an announcer.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's going to be lots of cool stuff. Ellie's going to be out with her haunted house zombie setup.
We should get Barry to announce cosplay chess.
With his stilts.
Oh my god.
To turn it into a big thing, that would be.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
So obviously you're here and you've got a glowing team number on your chest.
Yeah, here with the Edgar Allan Ohms. They're based out of the Land O'Lakes Library. They are the first library-based FRC team in the organization. Since then, there's been others, so I guess you could say we're kind of trendsetters.
And this is the team's fifth season?
Yes, I believe so. Okay. I've been with the team, this is my third or fourth, you know. It's
all merging.
It all does, because I'm like, yeah.
It's just all robots all the time.
Kind of. And when it's not robots, it's Legos. So, because libraries are hubs of Lego activity. We just got the Saturn V rocket, the big Saturn kit. We've got the Millennium Falcon on back order like everybody. But we also just got approved for the Hogwarts Express and the new Hogwarts kit. So since it's a literary tie-in, it was a really easy sell to my purchasing department.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, we're really excited. So we do that as kind of a program with some of our more experienced kids and adults.
Okay.
And we get together. All the big kits are modular. So everybody will take a bag and work on their part, and we'll assemble it, and boom. And we're going to take them on a tour of the county to all of our branches, kind of show them off, get people in. I think especially the Millennium Falcon, and I'm not being distracted at all. The Millennium Falcon will bring people out because it's such a big thing and everybody's talking about it that it'll bring people into libraries, and we'll do book displays along with it,
sure.
Like Star Wars and all that stuff.
There's a wild Terry running around.
These robotics people, they just go, oh, I see why.
Goofball. Okay.
Yeah, back on track. Lego kits in the library, yet another exciting library 2.0 kind of thing that we do up in Pasco County, because Pasco County libraries are awesome.
I like the idea that since it's modular, that you're going to have different teams build parts and then bring it together. That's a really it's a really interesting approach.
You know, the Saturn V kit's really amazing too. That's the first one we're going to crack into. But yeah, each bag is a modular piece, and the way the book's laid out is really nice. It's informative. It's really well illustrated. Like, it's really cool how they've come since I was a kid playing with Legos. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is that you
basically IKEA instructions where you end up with pieces at the end.
Yeah.
So I've seen the newer instruction, the more modern instruction books, and they're very.
Oh, they're detailed.
Oh yeah,
very detail oriented.
They were not when I was a kid.
No.
Where?
But
I don't,
you know,
see
when I was a kid, there were only
the
like seven different Legos anyway.
Fair enough.
So, you know.
I remember opening the thing up and looking and being like, this piece is not in the photo even. I don't know what this is.
Right.
I know what it is.
It's a bonus.
But I don't know how it fits into
it's
all
a
of
tip.
This. And at the end, it's still sitting there.
So you mentioned a good word there, and that will segue into our other exciting news at the Pasco County Libraries.
Okay.
Modular. Not only do we have the modular Lego kits, but we just got a Pittsburgh modular synthesizer. Really nice. The Pittsburgh Life Forms, Pittsburgh Modular. So this is a big Eurorack-style synthesizer with all the eighth-inch jacks, and it's amazing. It's one of those things that a lot of people are into now. Modular synthesizers are really cool, but they're also really expensive. It's not the kind of thing you just want to jump into willy-nilly. So as we're building our recording studio and performance studio at the Hudson Library, we're going to have things that people can come and try out. So your kid's interested in getting an electric guitar, come down, hang out in the studio for an hour and play around.
That's
rather than going and buying
idea.
A ridiculously expensive synthesizer system, come down and play with one for a couple sessions and get a feel for it. That way you'll know what you're buying.
Michelle says me.
By all means,
I'm gonna
come
down
on down.
And play with the synthesizers.
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay.
Cool. We're going to have a synthesizer party.
Yay.
But it's cool because, you know, these are things that I remember as a kid going to the science fair at the Sundome, and somebody was playing that night, but they had the Moog set up on stage. So we're up at the upper mezzanine at the Sundome with the science fair. And I'm just looking at this huge modular with all this multicolored spaghetti wires. And I had no idea what it was. I just like wanted to know what it was because it looked all Frankenstein. And the fact that it made cool noises was just a bonus.
It was a bonus, yeah.
But I just like saw that and was fascinated. So to be able to bring something that was kind of rare and hard to come across that now is becoming ubiquitous, and we can have them in libraries. People can play with them, explore more than just books. There again, it's that idea that knowledge has become interactive.
Yeah.
It's becoming much more dynamic and not just dead words and books.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
I like the idea of being able to go and try a thing that may be expensive to make sure that it's a thing that you want to invest in. Or, you know what, maybe the electric guitar is not for me.
Right.
Maybe I'll go try a different instrument.
Uh-huh.
Maybe this just isn't my thing. And to find that out, not, you know, $4,000 into a Les Paul.
Exactly.
Is great. Or maybe you find out, no, this is absolutely me.
Right.
I am in love with this. You can go a couple sessions, this is absolutely me. And then you can go invest in your own, for your own time. I like that idea a lot.
So the library helps people reach their potentials, you know.
You used to be able to do that in like a music store. But
right.
There aren't so much places to do that anymore. And I
really
like that the library is recognizing that and trying to help.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it goes along with other things like our kitchen project that we've actually gotten in bids, and we're just waiting on the final design. We're going to have a test kitchen at our library so that we can do cooking classes, demonstrations, and things like that. There again, we have some really cool things like sous vide cookers and the instant pot pressure things that everybody's into. There again, you can come down here, learn about it, decide whether it's something you want before you jump onto the bandwagon.
Maybe an easy bake oven.
I would love like the classic one so that it smells like, you know, melted wires when you eat your cake. that's the flavor of winning.
JT from First Lego League and I were pretty sure that at the alumni event last night that our food was being cooked in a easy bake oven. It was the only explanation for how long it took.
Oh, yeah. Some people are... They're in the food service because it's just a hobby and they just really enjoy the process.
And they should go to the... They should go to the library and learn more about what they're doing.
Learn some more efficiency. Yep. So we're doing phased deployment of these programs. We've already started with some basic... We have the inductive cook surfaces. So they're awesome. Right. You got the metal pans that heats the pan, not the element. So you lift your pan up and touch it. And so we've done a few demos. We've had some local chefs come in and do stuff, and it's really well received. So... In conjunction with that, outside our makerspace, we're building a community garden. So we have a nice little planter out front that's never been all that spectacular. It's like cypress chips and some horrible shrubs. So we're going to tear all that out, do some raised beds.
Traditional government landscaping. I got it.
It's if you do it too nice, though, it'll all be dug up anyway. So we just kind of go for that balance. But now we're working on fencing. That's our main issue now, is to be able to fence it in. But we want to do raised beds and teach people like windowsill gardening, basic peppers, spices, things that are easy to grow that you can actually add to low-income diet kind of things to just spice things up, have a little bit of better variety.
You guys herbs have a lot of like different areas you're focusing on.
We do. We're in a very dynamic area, the Regency Park branch where I'm based out of. So... we have an April showers program starting up where I was driving through traffic and I saw a trailer pass me by that said Public Defender's Office mobile showers. And I said, wow, they got mobile showers. We have patrons who need showers. So I called up the Public Defender's Office and got in touch with the lady there. And she says, wow, we're looking for places to bring our showers. So we're going to have mobile showers once a week at the library, and we're going to, like, probably every other month have the health van out to do screenings, working on different weeks, bringing in different groups. So maybe cosmetology program from the local community college can come out and do haircuts after their bathe. You know, I mean, so it's all these ways to integrate the public and engage with the patrons.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Pasco County's idea of a library is very different and wonderful.
Different libraries of the future.
Different doesn't mean bad.
Yeah.
Very different from a lot of places.
Keep your eyes out. There's awesome stuff coming.
And I love how like willing the county is to try seemingly bizarre things.
Yeah.
That, you know, give something a little test try. Let's get a couple of easy to purchase cooking supplies.
Right.
Let's see what the response is. Yep. Oh, the response is great. Good. Let's build a kitchen.
Yep. And, you know, Pasco is the perfect combination of being big enough to have the budget for these programs, but not being so big that decisions become glacial. So we have, anybody from the county is going to laugh at this, but we're very agile, at least as far as counties go. It still takes a while to make a decision, but compared to a large organization, we are lightning quick. So it's a good thing there. Also having administrators who understand that it's not about the way it's been, it's about the way it can be.
I like that.
Nicely, yeah.
Yeah, that pretty much sums up Pasco County Library's programs, you know, forward thinking.
Yeah. And you have a lot on your plate, like in general. How do you, I'm really curious how you balance everything.
You know the old thing where the guy's got the sticks and the plates and that? I balance it just like that. I'm like a clumsy waitress on a pitching cruise ship. You know, it somehow manages to work. But yeah, very busy.
Yeah.
Do get a little time. This is my vacation, though. So coming up here, I might be on my feet for 12 hours chasing kids, but it's awesome, and I'd be doing it whether it was my job or not. So as long as you like robotics, then going to Houston for Worlds is, I'm going on vacation. Yay. That's my Club Med.
Fair enough. Well, I like that. I love what what you guys are working on in all of the things that you've got your hands in.
Well, if you like that, wait till you see what's next.
Thank you for that. All right, well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us.
Right on. It's always a pleasure. Good to catch up with you guys. It's like fam up in here. So I will see y'all when the cameras aren't rolling.
Absolutely.
Yes,
have a good one.